True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Tomlin now singing a different tune. He said historic before the season started. At today's press conference, he's talking about all the new faces, all the newness to their defense, young guys that had to step up and play, players brought in from the outside and how they have to get adjusted and they have to get used to playing with each other. But in the end, it'll be a positive, he says. The growing pains will be a good thing. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Have the adversity early in the season. Iron out the kinks. I mean, I don't know what the hell training camp and the preseason were for, to be honest with you, but
apparently those are just for having fun and, I don't know, getting sort of into football shape, but not really, because that happens in the first couple weeks of the season. Maybe they should have worn the white jerseys at home, like the Dolphins do, and forced their opponents to wear a dark jersey.
This was a theme today of his press conference. Not really in the mood to criticize his defense, which has gave up almost 400 total yards. Kenneth Walker, over 8 yards a carry. Jaxon Smith-Njigba, over 100 yards. Sam Darnold, almost 300 yards. 24 points surrendered by the defense. You add in the special teams, gaff. You're talking about over 30 points. Last 10 games, 27.9 points per game given up. Second worst number in the NFL. Mike Tomlin saying, though, that they just need to communicate better. If they could talk to each other better, they would be able to fix this.
There's a communication component of it, and certainly, like last week, for example, the four starters in our secondary were all new to us. It's probably more most of my concerns are centered around that, our level of cohesion and communication, given the fact that so many guys are new to us.
That's your job,
and
Mike!
Why is that so hard?
Hold on, no,
but that's the other part. Why is it hard for Jalen Ramsey and Juan Thornhill to get on the same page, or Darius Slay and Jalen Ramsey? These are not football neophytes. They weren't born yesterday.
Don't Premier League soccer teams where players literally are from different countries that speak different languages have fewer problems communicating on the field? What I don't like about that answer is not so much what you said there, like how is it hard for them to do this? Mike, that is your job, to have these guys well-drilled enough to be coaching them through the communication process if they need the coaching, that when you get to week one, hopefully, that part of it is ironed out. And it's just about making the play. So, to be very clear here, week one, didn't block, didn't tackle well enough, right? It was losing the basic bread and butter battles that make up football.
Mm-hmm.
No scheme involved. Week two, communication breakdown. We're Led Zeppelin over here. We've got some guys banged up. It becomes tough to communicate.
What we have here, Donnie.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's a failure to communicate.
So what's
what he's saying.
What's week three going to be? If week one could
Injuries. He's going to ring that bell.
He already kind of did that one this week.
But he'll really hammer that home. We didn't have Highsmith. We didn't have Harmon. We didn't have
He'll act like
Deshaun
Isaiah
Elliott.
Loudermilk was Warren Sapp.
By the way, he also found positives in their run defense. Kenneth Walker gouged them over and over again. all kinds of big, long runs in this game, but Tomlin's not been out of shape about that either.
You know, I thought that we did a better job in week two, certainly, than we did in week one. I thought it got away from us down the stretch as we wore down. I think they maybe had 50 yards or so in the last scoring drive, for example. And so we're just simply going to get back to work.
Donnie, it was only the one drive. I mean, at that point, if you throw out that drive.
You know, it's a question you just made me think of. I would have liked somebody to have asked him something to the effect of, to what do you attribute the fact that when Seattle had time to plan an opening drive and script to some extent a second half opening drive that they marched down the field with virtually no resistance? I would love, because you know what? That question, and he's smart enough to know this, would be cutting right to the core of, those are the ones where you can scheme for the opposite scheme. You actually have some time to come up with stuff.
Mike, how do you defend the fact that over the last 20 games, your defense has given up the most first quarter points in the NFL? And make him give some BS answer on that. Mike, how do you defend the fact that you spend more money on defense and your unit is allowing almost 28 points per game over the last 10? Reconcile that, pal.
I mean, Starkey, I thought I was listening on the way in while Starkey was instant reacting to it. He said, I would love to have heard somebody ask, Mike, you said you thought this defense could be historically good. Do you still share that optimism? Do you still possess that optimism, yes or no?
I like that question a lot.
It's a yes or no question, and he would have said yes. And then then the question would be a Will Graves. I think Will Graves specializes in this. And I'm
why
saying
is that?
This, yeah, I'm saying that it respectfully. He goes, why?
One more Tomlin excuse making. He's saying that the things the Steelers are dealing with are not a Steelers problem. It's an NFL problem.
Collective cohesion. We all better get better, not only us, but everybody in the National Football League. I see a lot of that on a lot of our tapes. Not to seek or to provide comfort, it's just the reality of why get better and physical work is so important, particularly at the early stages of the season.
If not to seek or provide comfort, then why say it, Mike? I mean...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're not saying it to make yourself, it's like when the kid gets in trouble in school and he tries to use the excuse, well, everybody else was doing it. So that's why he went along with it.
Oh, my dad hated that excuse, you know? When I would use it as a kid. Because his follow-up was reliably, if everyone else hit themselves in the hammer, would you do it too? If everyone else jumped off a bridge, would you do it too? And I had to concede that, no, I would not have done those things. So,
Donnie, your reaction to Tomlin trying to make people feel better about their defensive performance through 2 weeks?
It doesn't make me feel any better. It shouldn't make anybody feel any better. I mean, we watched what happened. We witnessed what has happened in these first two games where they really haven't played teams that I consider to be good in the NFL.
What excuse annoys you the most? That they were tired, that they're too young, that there's too many new faces, that their run defense was actually good and not bad? What's the one that sticks in your craw the most from all that?
I think hearing too many new faces when it comes from the head coach is annoying to hear, because we know that the Steelers' brain trust, it is, you know, Mike Tomlin does have a lot of say in what happens, but it is certainly a collaborative effort amongst the three big heads of who they bring in, and you have time to make sure that's not the case. And you also have to know that this is the risk that happens when you try to build your team out of football cards.
Well,
and, oh, well, we just have a bunch of new guys.
I like that
point.
We
have a bunch of big name players, but they've never played with, you know, they've never played on the same team.
I like that point about like the football cards one. Also, you know what I think grinds me the most? It took you talking that way, Donnie, to bring it out here. He acts, I think, when he says this, or he like almost implies that everybody else has to deal with this. No, they don't. I see other teams that have a lot of changes or a lot of rookies or just a lot of turnover and churn because it's the NFL. That's how the NFL is. Look much more cohesive than his team and his defense this early in the year. Fact. Because they're one of the worst.
I'll bring up the Packers again.
Micah Parsons.
Their best player joined the team days before the season started, and they've held the Lions, who went for 50 in week two, 52 in week two, and the Commanders, the team that went to the NFC Championship last year because of Jaden Daniels. They held both of those teams under 20 points. I don't hear Matt LaFleur talking about how they need to get everybody on the same page there.
No. But I'm sure Mike would say, well, they added Micah Parsons. Well, you added Jalen Ramsey, who's been an All-Pro three times.
The Atlanta Falcons, for crying out loud, that for years couldn't get to a quarterback if their lives depended on it.
How many they have, six?
Brought in a new defensive coordinator whose son almost got him fired because he prank-called Shedeur Sanders. They got their two edge rushers are rookies, and they brought Leonard Floyd to play for his 19th team. And they dominated.
How many sacks did they have in the first half?
Offensive guru five? Kevin O'Connell in the, on Sunday night. Yep, they had five sacks, six in the game, and they held Baker Mayfield and the Bucks to 20 points.
Yeah, that's a very good example.
The Falcons
have
been able
example.
To fix it in from last year to this year.
I would
and
assume
I got to hear Mike talking about how
in.
His team attrition killed them? They got tired?
I would assume that
we
the Falcons
were good until the last drive?
Have played backups. I would assume that their backups haven't come in and been abhorrent. I don't want to hear it from a guy who's been doing this forever, who makes his mark supposedly on that side of the ball. In that same side of the ball, he helped invest $158 million by convincing them to, you know, bring these guys in or pay these guys, or he was okay with that. I know he says, oh, I don't get involved in the business side. They don't extend TJ Watt. They don't do X, Y, or Z without Mike wanting it to happen. Man, you are spending way too much. You have poured way too many resources in general into that side of the ball to use such feeble, feeble excuses for why they stink.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.